$80,000 is going into the bank account of the Veterans Memorial Park Foundation of Pensacola. WUWF's Dave Dunwoody reports the money was raised by the previous group that oversaw the park.
It would be accurate to say it was the last bone of contention between two different veterans groups. So now it's gone. It's in the past, and we can truly go forward.
Jack Brown is president of the Park Foundation. The donation is the largest since the city took over the park a year and a half ago.
With doing what we both want to do, what we all want to do, and that's to prosper the park, and it's all about the park. And that money's going to be spent well, I can promise you.
The former Wall South Foundation raised $20,000 of the total, and we're holding it for a future date to disperse it to the new group, says Brown. The remainder comes from the sale of the VFW Post 706 headquarters building on Lillian Highway. A lawsuit over the property's ownership was recently settled.
The $60,000 they have had since the completion of the arbitration between the VFW Post and their foundation over the property. That completed the full amount. Now, their commitments to us that they had voiced had been all along that there was $20,000 they wanted us to have and the proceeds from the settlement.
According to the Pensacola News Journal, the nonprofit group already had about $16,000 in the bank. Brown says this new cash is flowing in at a good time. The $360,000 grant from BP to the park is coming to an end. Along with paying for a number of projects that are already underway, there are costs which never go away.
Maintaining the park and doing the landscaping, those are monthly expenses. And in addition, we've got some things facing us that we want to do.
The highest profile addition to the park is a new $120,000 kiosk. Inside is a computer that will contain the names on the wall south, the half-size replica of Washington's Vietnam Memorial, and where each of the 58,000 names can be located on the wall.
There's going to be two touch panels there. It's nearing completion now. Once it's up and running, the installation will have been paid for, but the future work on it, like content that goes onto the screens, software programs that allow people to interact and enjoy the park more, all those things will have some expense attached to them.
The foundation is also looking into buying surveillance cameras after some recent vandalism involving the park's Purple Heart landmark, which was overturned and defaced in December. Law enforcement responded to the vandalism, but leads were scarce and no suspects have been charged.
We've had, as all public teachers have, and lately the veterans parks in different areas of our community, including Milton, have had some problems with vandalism, and we have a continuing problem with skateboarders and kids on the BMX bikes. The park is very attractive to them, and some of what they do down there damages the handrails, the curbing.
As they move forward, Veterans Memorial Park President Jack Brown is hopeful they can get some more funding from whatever comes out of the myriad BP lawsuits now going through the courts. That's been mentioned, and he says the foundation is looking into it.
Jill Hubbs, who's a member of our board and who wrote the initial grant, is staying on top of that, and I think it's worth taking another look at. I'm not aware that they've opened the gate for more grants of this type, but if it's possible, we will certainly be taking our swing at it.
Dave Dunwoody, WUWF News.